up his name in all the earth. Lift up your voice and give him glory, for he is worthy to be praised. His name with the sound of singing. Lift up his name in all the earth. Lift up your voice and give him glory, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy to be praised.
During the next couple of songs, if anyone wants to come down here, we've got the word praise. And if you want to draw or colour or write some words of praise or something, and then we'll share it together after that we've sung the songs. So this is open to all ages, adults, children, but it is on the floor.
Let our praise be your welcome. Let our songs be a sign we are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy. God, let your fire fall down. Let our shout be your anthem, your renown. Fill the sky, we are here for you. We are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy. God, let your fire fall down. Let your fire fall down. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, we welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. Let every heart adore, let every soul awake. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy. God, let your fire fall down. Praise unbroken, praise unending. Be yours forevermore. Praise untainted, praise unfading. Be yours forevermore. Be yours forevermore. Unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne. Unbroken praise be yours. My surrender, my devotion, be yours forevermore. Be yours forevermore. Unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne. Unbroken let my deeds outrun my words, and let my life outweigh my songs. So let my deed outrun my words, and let my life outweigh my songs. So let my deeds outrun my words, and let my life outweigh my songs. Unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne. Unbroken praise be yours. Unbroken praise be yours. Unbroken praise be yours.
As we've been singing, these guys over here have written loads of lovely prayers. If anyone wants to read what they've written, raise your hand. Otherwise, I'm going to read some of them, but you have a chance first. So raise your hand up if you'd like to read. No one wants to read. I've got a prayer here that says, thank you for our families. Thank you, God, for a safe place to live. Thank you, God, for our life and health and Jesus and removing our sins. What an amazing prayer. Amen. Thank you, God, for giving your son and for me and giving me eternal life with you. Amen. We've got 10,000 reasons. 10,000 reasons to worship you. If you've got a prayer that you would like to say, you can speak it out or speak it in your hearts. If you want to sit down while you're doing it, that's fine. But we're going to have a space for you to say a prayer. And I'll wrap it up in a minute. Could you head back to your seats? So we're all in together for the whole service. If you've got small children who are very small, there's some creche toys in the back corner by the mixing desk. But if you feel like you want to go out at any point, you're obviously very welcome. but there isn't any activities in any of the other rooms.
Becky, where are you? I want you. I need you for a science. Got my own science coat and got my science specs.
You look ridiculous. Those are not called science specs. They are definitely called safety goggles. And if I'm the one that's doing the experiment, maybe I should be wearing them.
Wrong. Wrong. See, this is why I'm a scientist and not you. I have something quite different for you to wear on your eyes.
I wonder what it could be. Maybe it's an eye mask.
You'll never guess what it is.
It's an eye mask.
It's an eye mask.
So, I am shocked and surprised. Remember my mask? So, what do I need to wear this for?
And not by sight.
So you want me to wear an eye mask and do something really stupid, like walk along this lot of chairs and try and climb over all the people and do something really stupid like that.
To see if we can live by faith and not by sight. That's exactly it. Yes, that's the idea. Have I understood it correctly?
No, that's definitely not what that passage in the Bible means.
Becky, how can you say that? I think I understand the Bible. I mean, after all, I am a scientist.
You're not a scientist, for goodness sake.
Becky, I think you should take part in the experiment. And all these people here agree with me, don't you?
Yes!
The experiment requires that you continue.
What is it I need to do?
Right, so I need you to go and stand on that chair, back there,
okay.
And when you get there, put on the eye mask, and then when I say go, you need to make your way through here, past these obstacles, and all the way over to here, with the eye mask on, to show that you can live by faith, and not by sight. That's it.
Okay, I said I'd do it, so let's give it a go. So, I'm going to stand on this chair, and then I'm going to have to think about it, okay?
That's right, yes.
So, if I put this over my eyes, this isn't very safe. Has someone done a risk assessment? Have you done a risk assessment for this? Look, Vic's not here, but you still need to do a risk assessment.
Sure, I've done a risk assessment.
And it said it was safe?
Is it? Oh, good! I hope you're feeling faithful.
Maybe I should say a prayer. I
think that might be a good idea.
Yes.
Okay, I think God's going to keep me safe, so I'll give it a go.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just going to put this on.
Okay, I'm ready to observe. Stand by to commence the science. The experiment shall begin in 3, 2, 1!
Stop! This looks highly dangerous. No, that was the unbelievable bit of the script.
It's a science experiment.
Yeah, there's always some risk in science.
How do we learn
if we don't have
risk? We've been trying to live by faith and not by sight. I've been reading my Bible, Keith.
Well, I'm really pleased that you've been reading your Bible, Michael, but I don't think that's quite what it means when it says living by faith.
Oh. Oh,
I told you.
What does it mean then?
Is that Q the top?
That's Q the top.
So we can play for the baby, 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 baby.
In order to live. Perhaps you can have a little chat with somebody beside you and come up with a couple of absolute essential things that we need in order to live. What do we need in order to live? Have a quick chat. Okay, how have we got on? What are some of the essentials we need in order to live? Can someone suggest one? Yeah? Fantastic. That's over there. Right. Someone else? Water. Great. Fantastic. You do need water to live by. Otherwise, you would be not living very long. Yeah. Oxygen. You also need oxygen to live by. That's fantastic. And perhaps one other thing. Food. Yeah, I would say I put these down as pretty essential. And I thought, what are some of the absolute essential things? And then I thought, I wonder what else we need in order to be reasonably comfortable. Perhaps in that next list, we could add Lego, or a house, or some money, clothing, things like that. Things that we make our lives comfortable with. And you know, if we thought about it, we could come up with a big list of things that we need in order to live. Hello, Superman. Thank you very much. This is brilliant. Has someone put the kids up to this today? Anyway, I wonder if in our big list of... I'm just wondering what's going to happen next. So are you, but that's fairly normal. I wonder if in our list of things, if we would include the word faith. Now, in our reading today, Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, "We live by faith, not by sight." Which leads to the next question, what is faith? Well, in Hebrews we read that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now, I need these two people to come and help me with this next bit. Two people who have been prompted beforehand. James and Jonathan, would you like to give them a round of applause? They're going to come up to the front. Now, Jonathan, if you could stay here. James, you can help us get Jonathan ready. Neither of these two very brave volunteers know exactly what's going to happen, but I think from the script and from our reading, we can get an idea. So I'm going to give, would you like to put over Jonathan's eyes this face mask? Now, there we go. Now, we know that these things can sometimes... So one face mask to try and cover so he cannot see. However, I have been caught out by children before. So can we put on a second one? Okay. However, I have been caught out by this particular child before. So can we... Where's a third one over? Fantastic. Okay, and perhaps we could just turn Jonathan around a little bit so he's a little bit disorientated and turn him back. Right, great. Thank you. James, you're his brother. How long have you known Jonathan?
9 years.
Okay, so 9 years of brotherhood, which is great. So I think he will trust you. Okay, would you like to come to the other end of our little obstacle course, James? And all you're going to do is we're going to get Jonathan to safely navigate our little obstacle course and arrive at his brother. You don't have to give him a brotherly hug, but you can arrive there. Are you up for this, Jonathan? The only answer is yes. Okay, James, call your brother. And perhaps we in the audience could give him a little help. If he's getting close to knocking one over, we could go something, I don't know. Can we give him a little encouragement, please? Is it going well? Yes, you're going well, Jonathan.
Maybe there.
Okay, well, big round of applause. Fantastic. Well done. Well done, both of you. Now, tell me, Jonathan, what was it like when you couldn't see anything?
It was quite tricky.
Very tricky?
You had to have trust.
You had to trust your brother that he was leading you in the right direction. So that was a very good demonstration of faith this morning. Do you know, if it had been me, and suddenly everything had been blanked out, I would have felt a little bit scared. I would have thought, do I really trust what this person is saying? And I'd have been a bit nervous about stepping forward in faith. But you trusted your brother, and you made it to the other side. So well done, you two. Go and take your seats. Thank you again. Oh, wow. Do you know, living by faith has been well demonstrated for us there. We're told that we live or we walk by faith, not by sight. We live by faith, not by sight. Why are we to live by faith? Well, in 2 Corinthians, we read in chapter 14, for God's love compels us. For God's love compels us. Have you ever been compelled to do something? It might have been at school when you had to do a piece of homework. Now, I know we don't have school this week. I hope that's good. But maybe you've been set some homework to do over half term. Has anyone been set any homework to do over half term? One or two hands going up. Now, you know that you probably have to do it. Why? Because if you don't produce the completed homework when you get back, there may be a negative consequence. You might be compelled to do something when during half term, your parent takes a look at your room and says, you need to tidy your room. And you have to do it because if you don't do it, there may be some negative consequences. We have to walk by faith because God wants us to walk by faith. To be compelled is to have to do something for a reason. Why are we to live by faith? We are to live by faith because of Christ's love. Because Jesus loves us, we are to follow him. We are to live by faith. We are convinced, says Paul, that Christ died for all. Imagine getting yourself into a right mess, a mess that you couldn't get yourself out of. Last week, as you know, we've got a black and white dog called Finley, and I was out walking my black and white dog, and he likes to chase a ball. So I threw the ball, as I usually do for the dog, only this time it didn't quite go where I'd hoped it would go. It went straight into the muckiest, stinkiest, horriblest pond you could ever imagine. Well, my dog didn't think the ball has gone into a stinky, horrible pond. That's a very bad idea for me to follow. Instead, my dog thought, ball, splat, straight into the pond. When my black and white dog came out of the pond, he was no longer black and white. He was brown all over and had a distinct aroma, a smell that was so bad. When I traveled home in the car with the dog in the back, we had to have the windows down. It was that bad. So what options did I have when I got home to the house? Well, one option was to say, Anne, here's the dog. In these sort of situations, the family dog is most definitely Keith's dog. So I wasn't going to get away with that one. I could have said, dog, just go into your area, and I'm sure somehow you will mysteriously become clean and smell free again. I don't think that was going to work. Because even though my dog is supposedly very clever, he wasn't clever enough not to follow the ball into the stinky pond, and he probably isn't clever enough to give himself a bath or a shower. So I was in a bit of difficulty. I thought, the other option is perhaps to see if the dog will lick himself clean, like a cat. But dogs and cats don't really have that in common. I think cats are a bit yuck when they do that, personally. So there was only one option. What was the option? Exactly, it was to hose the dog, or because my dog is a little bit posh, to take him into the bathroom without Anne seeing and to hose him down using the shower. I did clean it all up afterwards. So the dog is now back to being smelling quite nice and looking quite clean. If we get into a mess, what are we to do? The Bible tells us that when we disobey God, when we don't do the things God wants us to do, we've sinned. We've got ourselves into a mess. And God has various options, doesn't he? He could say to us, well, you got yourself into that mess. You go and sort it out. Clean yourself up. But sometimes the mess is so bad, we simply can't sort it out on our own. Or God could have showed us how much he loved us by offering to clean us up by sending his son, Jesus. Our faith this morning, as followers of Jesus, is that God sent Jesus to die so our sins could be forgiven, our mess could be cleansed up. And as a result, we are new people. living for God, living with the hope, not just of a nice day tomorrow, but the hope of an eternal life with Jesus forever. Jesus wants us to live by faith, to trust him, not just with the big messes that we can't get out of, but to trust him with every aspect of our life. So here's a little thought to leave you with this morning. How can I live by faith? What are some of the things I need to trust Jesus with? Maybe it's trusting Jesus with those big messes and saying, Jesus, I'm in a mess, please, can you clean me up and help me to live a new life for you? Maybe it's going a bit further forward in our faith, trusting Jesus with our hopes and our dreams, our jobs, our finances. Who knows what God is asking us to really trust him with today? But may each of us, whether we're really old in this Christian stuff or really young in it, may each of us learn to live by faith. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to hand back to the rest of the team this morning. And I'm going to close my hands to stop me fiddling. I'm going to close my eyes because that helps me concentrate. I'm going to say, dear God, thank you for these verses to live by faith, an encouragement to us and a reminder to us that sometimes actually we cannot do it all on our own. Please forgive us when we think we can and we get into a mighty mess. Thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross so all of our sins could be forgiven. And you rose promising us that one day we too shall be with God in heaven, cleansed and perfect. Until then, help us to live by faith, whether it's in the little things or the big things. Help us to trust you and to become more and more like the people you want us to be. For this we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
I've got some actions for this song, and Becky's going to lead them from the front. Do join in if you want to. Let's have some fun together as we sing this song.
Every morning when I wake, I get ready, got my armor for the day.
Hey!
I get ready, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. Oh, oh, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. I got the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth around my waist. When I feel weak, you make me strong, never back down. I got my God suit on. Every battle that I face, I'll be ready when the arrows fly my way.
Hey!
Hold me steady, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. Oh, oh, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. I got the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth around my waist. When I feel weak, you make me strong, never back down. I got my God suit on. Your saving grace will guard my hand, my righteousness like a bulletproof vest. These good news shoes were made to run, never back down. I got my God suit on. Eight, seven, six, got my hands in the air and got praise on my lips. Five, four, three, two, one, every battle I face, my God has won. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. my hands in the air and your praise on my lips. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, never back down. I got my God suit on. This way, I know you're with me every step I take. Oh, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. I got the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth around my waist. When I feel weak, you make me strong, never back down. I got my God suit on, your saving grace will guard my head. Your righteousness like a bulletproof vest. These good news shoes were made to run, never back down. I got my God suit on, never back down. I got my God suit on.
Good morning, everybody. Now it's time to get up and move around, but we've already just done that. So it's time for a few activities now around the church room. So I'm just going to briefly explain what they are, and then you can choose which one you want to do. You might want to do one, two, probably not time for all of them. They're not age specific, so they're for any age. You can go to anywhere you like, no matter whether you're 4 or 94. So the activities, you can, well, continue any more on the praise board if you want to continue anything like that, some prayer points. Then along the back, there are some mats. And on these mats, there are some discussion questions, some questions of things you might want to think about. Maybe you want to think about by yourself. Maybe you want to take a friend or a family member and talk about them with someone else. There are a bit more thinky questions there, and there are some simpler questions there. So you can choose on each sheet which ones you want to answer and just answer whatever you want to do. Over here, our clothesline is looking a little bare. So we need to hang some washing inside, obviously, because it's raining today. There's some pegs. So what you need to do is, what are you convinced about Jesus? And what does Jesus' love compel you to do? So grab a piece of paper, write it down, and pin it on. Pegs in the pot, pin it on. Low or high, wherever you want to put it. Over here, there are various sheets. Now, these sheets you can then take wherever you want. So if you're a big person that likes doing things, you can sit here. If you're a little person that likes doing these things, there's some little tables and chairs over that side, or you can take them back to your seats. So we've got some colouring in memory verses. We've got some prayer sheets with some questions on to help you fill them out. And we've got these little wallet-sized things that says, this week I will live by faith when. So you can fill that out, write something down, put it in your pocket, put it by your bed, put it in your wallet, and remind yourself this week, what are you going to do? If you don't want to get up and move around and you want to stay where you are, wave at me, and I've got some sheets and I can bring it to you so you don't have to get up if you don't want to. Have I explained everything? Yes. Go. Any questions, come and ask me.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. God is stronger. God, you are high. is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 reasons and forevermore. Bless the Lord, his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy
be in front of us, be behind us, be right by our sides. Lord, help us cling on to you. Help us be able to know how you want us to act in the situations that are around us. And help us live by faith and not by sight, doing the things that we're compelled to do because we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stick around for tea, coffee, chatting out in the foyer. And feel free to carry on doing stuff. We'll tidy up at some point a bit later.